KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. NovaGold announced yesterday that there's been an official transfer of Alaska Gold, including the Rock Creek property in Nome, to the Bering Straits Native Corporation. The transfer price, nearly $6.3 million. BSNC has also taken over the responsibility and liability to work with state regulators. The state already agreed phase one of closing Rock Creek Mine was completed. Paul Foos with Foos Consulting gave an update on the Nome Port and Harbor Development Plan at last night's Nome Port Commission meeting. Foos says the plan will eventually be shown to customers of the port, to the public, and eventually to the funding agencies.
And to say, look, you know, we've got a lot of business here. You know, at times we have more capacity than we can even handle. And we're a big regional port. We're serving all the villages around this area. And so, you know, it shows, you know, that we've got a coordinated approach here and, you know, a long-term plan.
There's also potential business for the port with a forecasted increase in offshore oil development in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas. With the increased activity, there is concern that Alaska needs to be prepared if there was to be a spill or accident. Foo says that the Nome Port and Harbor Development Plan that he is finalizing makes Nome a deep water port. It extends the causeway to get out to minus 35 feet so that the port can accommodate larger vessels that come to Nome. If Nome can accommodate the larger vessels, Foo says it would translate into lower fuel prices.
The difference is a barge might hold, you know, 200,000 or 300,000 gallons. A ship like that will hold 3 or 4 million gallons. So, you know, it's just much more efficient to ship it that way.
One project that Foos says is needed immediately is the middle dock section that needs to be filled and a barge ramp. Cost is $16.5 million. $10 million of that can come from the bond issue that will be on the ballot next Tuesday. The rest can be asked from the Alaska State Legislature. And the Deepwater Port needs more advanced engineering. The estimated cost for the causeway expansion is $50 million. Foos was mayor of Dutch Harbor when their port was expanded. Since expansion, Dutch Harbor has become one of the busiest ports in the state. Commissioner Charlie Lean says Nome on the interface of the Arctic gives reason to have a transshipment point and staging area here in Nome.
And so that this would be the turnaround point for some of those Arctic vessels, and that would generate a great deal of business for our port. It's either going to happen on this side or on the Russian side. And I see this as a necessity.
And in her report, Harbor Master Joy Baker says all companies with tank farms got their fuel delivered.
I can successfully and thankfully report everybody got all their product.
Oh, so no icebreaker this year?
Negative. All the tank farms are full. So January is going to be a little boring this year. This winter. So back to the old, which is nice.
Baker showed a graph to the port commissioners showing the steady yearly increase in vessel traffic to Nome's port and harbor. The attorney for the man accused of killing two Hoonah police officers says prosecutors didn't prove their case. Attorney Eric Hedlund told jurors the state's case is circumstantial and suggested John Marvin Jr. was singled out as a suspect because he fit the profile by being reclusive and acting aloof. Marvin also had a run-in with Sergeant Anthony Wallace and Officer Matthew Tokuoka in 2009, a year before they were shot to death in front of Marvin's home. Marvin faces first-degree murder and weapons charges. District Attorney David Brower said the evidence shows Marvin killed the men in cold blood. Brower said testimony has shown Marvin wasn't the same person after the 2009 run-in and said the precision of the shots leaves no doubt that Marvin intended to kill them. A 27-year-old pilot whose plane disappeared last month flying from Soldotna to Palmer is suspected of being over Cook Inlet when it dropped off radar. That's according to a preliminary report released Thursday by the National Transportation Safety Board into the October 13 flight of Brandon Mattingly. The report described Mattingly as a student pilot. Mattingly was last seen at the Soldotna Airport as he was leaving for Palmer in his Super Cub. Radar data showed an erratic flight pattern for an unknown aircraft, which was last recorded at 2:48 in the morning mid-channel over Cook Inlet, about 30 miles north of Soldotna. Investigators say chances would be slim for an emergency locator transmitter to work if submerged in water. No signal was detected. Scientists from around the world would have been invited to share research, at the 2013 Symposium on the Arctic Ocean's Response to Climate Change. The Alaska Sea Grant Program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks is organizing the symposium scheduled for March 26th through the 29th in Anchorage. A program announcement says scientists will discuss observed and anticipated environmental changes in the Arctic. They will focus on fish, birds, and marine mammals, as well as the effects of changing marine ecosystems on humans. Summer sea ice over the Arctic Ocean melted to a record low in 2012. Sea Grant is asking scientists and other presenters to submit abstracts for presentations and posters before November 30th. And a look at the price of gold this morning, down $30.90 an ounce to $1,685.10. An ounce of silver is down 99 cents at $31.37, and a pound of zinc, 83 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 landed in Nome ahead of schedule at 8:55 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:49 later this morning. It's unofficially 19 degrees at the KNOM studios 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.